The Hadith Tanaic Collection Imam Bukhari, narrated to us by Anas. And the theme of outreach or dawah is what I'll be continuing to cover over the next week or more. And this is a very famous story, but you know, within it is just a point I want to make with for you, inshallah ta'ala, about how the Prophet went by this. Qala Anas, Kana ghulamun yahudiyun yakhdimun nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, famarida fa'atahu ya'uduh. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, there was a boy. And the word ghulam does not necessarily mean underage. Ghulam can go from anywhere from, you know, 13 to 19, basically. You can use the word ghulam. So this could be someone who is of the age of being an adult today, easily. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would often, throughout his life, have people who would do certain things for him, especially when he got older, especially, you know, towards the end of his life, alayhi salatu wa sallam, to have someone young to kind of do errands or help you out with around the house stuff, or even when he's traveling or doing things. And this young Jewish boy and lived beside the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he needed a summer job or something of the sort, so he would go and he would help the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for something in return. So one day this boy got sick, or this young person got sick. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went to his house, ya'uduhu. He went to his house, iyadat al-mariyad, meaning to visit someone who was ill. And it's the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salam to do something like this. فَيَعُودُ فَقَعَدَ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ. So he sat right behind this boy's head. Yani the boy is lying on a bed. He went and he sat beside him, right where his head is, not far away. فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ فَقَالَ لَهُ أَسْلِمْ. He looks at him and he says, أَسْلِمْ. Yani take the shahada. فَنَظَرَ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِ وَهُوَ عِنْدَهُ. So the young person, the young boy, he looked at his father with the Prophet alayhi sallam after he said that. So the father said, فَقَالَ لَهُ أَطِعْ أَبَا الْقَاسِمْ. يعني, obey Abu al-Qasim. The Prophet alayhi sallam's name was Abu al-Qasim. فَأَسْلَمْ. The boy gave his shahada. فَخَرَجَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Prophet left his house. يقول, الحمد لله الذي أنقذه من النار. All praise be to Allah that he was saved from the fire. Imam al-Bayhaqi adds in his narration of this hadith, قال الحمد لله الذي أنقذه بي من النار. All praise to Allah that he used me to save this young person from the punishment of the fire. A few points I think this in the hadith are interesting. Number one, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, well, this is yani had someone from a different faith do actually work with him or work for him, or be in very close contact with him, alayhi salatu wasalam. There was nothing weird about it. He didn't say, well, a young Muslim is awla to do this. No, it didn't matter. It didn't matter what deen this young person had, if they wanted to do something or work with the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, or make it. It didn't matter to him, alayhi. He didn't discriminate, alayhi salatu wasalam, based on the fact that this person was from a different faith and they have a bad record with the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, up to that moment. After that moment, they had a pretty bad record. You know, between Banu Nadir and Banu Qurayza and Banu Qaynuqa, you know, things did not go very well. However, he still worked with the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he had no reason. Number two is that when he got sick, the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, actually went and performed Iyadat Marid. Yeah, this is a younger person who works for him, alayhi salatu wasalam. It was not a relationship of kin or a relationship or friendship. This was just someone who did certain jobs for him, alayhi salatu wasalam. When he heard that he was sick, he went and he visited him, alayhi salatu wasalam. The third piece is that he took the opportunity to perform da'wah, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was offered the opportunity. Meaning, the fact that he performed da'wah at that moment means that all throughout his interactions with this young person, he was thinking about this, alayhi salatu wasalam. That's what this means. In order for him to go and actually do iyadat marid, visit him when he's sick, and then to do this means that the whole time that this boy was working with the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, in his mind, he was hoping that he would be able at some point to offer dawah to him, right? But why didn't he do it when he was working for him? Well, there's this conflict of interest, first of all, and there's a power differential there, too, and maybe it wasn't the right time or the right position. But now, this is a situation, this is very appropriate for him to do it, because this kid, as far as he can tell, was on his deathbed. He got very ill back then. If you got a simple infection, or you picked up a virus, or you picked up some, he would fight you. And the kid did die. And this boy, he passed away. He didn't make it from this illness. So the Prophet ﷺ had to do it then, because he had no other chance. This was the last chance he was going to get to perform da'wah. And it mattered to him. It mattered to him. He was in joy, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him to save this person from Jahannam. There's all these little gems for us in terms of his personality and how he saw the importance of da'wah. And even someone like this, who's a peripheral human being, you know? There's a lot of peripheral human beings for you. People that you don't really They're just there to do something. They have some value in terms of what they do for you, but they don't matter outside of that. Go home and think about them. You'll come up with them. There's like a bunch of people in your life that they don't really matter aside from the one thing you need from them. They do it for you, and then they're done. And it doesn't, nothing else really matters. You're not interested outside of that. There's no interest. You don't have time for different reasons. You give yourself all these, you know, all the different reasons in the world. This was a peripheral person in his life, alayhi salatu wasalam. The whole time in his mind, he's like, when do I perform da'wah? Waiting, then he sees the moment, alayhi salatu wasalam, at the right time, and he performed da'wah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anqadahu min an-nar. And he was saved from the hellfire. And I think that shows you again his mindset, alayhi salatu wasalam, when it came to da'wah. He's always waiting for the opportunity. When can I do it in a way that's appropriate? That's not offensive, that's not disrespectful, that's not going to push them away, that's not going to make it difficult for them to say yes, that's where they are open to accepting it. And even though, in my opinion, it was a huge gamble. He's in his house, the father is there, this could go horribly wrong. This could go horribly wrong. This story could have been very different. But he's like, oh, he's passing away. He's passing away, this is my last chance, I can't wait anymore. Like, I can't wait any longer for a better situation. This is the last, he's going to die. I have to give it a shot. Even though it may not work. As the Arabs say, the tina throw it, hatab al-hayl, to see if it sticks. Just see if it works. I don't know. He was probably at least hoping for a better moment where he could offer this da'wah to him. But this is the last moment, so I have to just try it. Either it works or it doesn't. And it worked out. And the person was saved. And just keep that in mind, because this just shows you aspects of how he saw the world. And he saw it was something I think is valuable to us. Yarwi Imam al-Bukhari fi sahihihi. And Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu قال كان غلام يهودي يخدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فمرض فأتاه يعوده فقعد عند رأسه فقال له أسلم فنظر إلى أبيه وهو عنده فقال له أطع أبا القاسم أبي القاسم فأسلم فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الحمد لله الذي أنقذه من النار وفي رواية البيهقي قال الحمد لله الذي أنقذه بي من النار صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحانك الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.